If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Is tedious on the rightstuff.biz.
Hey, you're still listening to only half the content? I don't know if I could do that, and I would say to myself, man, this Svenpai guy is making good content. I love this. I can't take any more free writing. I don't know what I'm gonna do. What am I gonna do? I'm Svenpai's top guy. What am I gonna do? Samsung chose me to get a subscription. Whoa, Sven needs me? Okay, I'll do it. I'm going to bat for you, Sven. I'm going to therightstuff.biz/paywall, Sven.
Hello and welcome to The Daily Show, number 1154. Where are you?
That was terrible, right? That's all gone.
Yeah, it doesn't even really work.
This is the good stuff. The right stuff.
The Jewish apocalypse.
It doesn't have to work.
No. We're just telling you.
It's like America.
Burst out laughing like that was the funniest thing I ever heard, like, people listening would have been convinced that it was funny.
I also delivered it like it wasn't funny.
I didn't even process it.
So the amount of power.
I had to, like, think about
putty it. Putty in my hands.
I had to think about it for a second.
It's like, I could have made that the funniest joke you've ever heard if I wanted to. I chose to go with, I know this isn't funny, I'm saying it anyway. Now you know, too. Now you're in on it. This is the ultimate friendship simulation.
But I wonder
if you don't have any neo-Nazi racist friends, we're here to fill in that gap.
I wonder if any listeners even got the reference.
You want to tell them?
The people that get that reference are like
you have to be over the age of.
As people age, they get that reference less and less, unlike previous generations.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff like that. And there's no reference to fill in with either. Like basically, you have to get the secondhand references. You're like, oh, is that from The Simpsons? It's like, well, The Simpsons referenced the thing, and then, okay, so you know The Simpsons reference, but you don't know the original.
I've never watched that. I remember it was on Nick at Night, but I never watched it.
No.
But it was
Why
would anyone watch Nick at Night?
Shows
were better.
Why would you watch, like, 60s, like, sitcoms, or was that 50s? I don't know when that was from. I'm not sure, like, when television released. Television was brand new in the 50s. I don't know, whatever.
It was brand new for a mass market in the 50s, and the shows were shitty. They sucked. Yeah. Well, I used to watch, like, Dennis the Menace and shit like that, and like, fucking Mr. Ed and Martin the Martian, like, what was it? Like, My Favorite Martian, like, shit like that when I was a little kid. Never really liked the Brady Bunch.
Well, it sucks.
Yeah.
The Andy Griffith Show whenever I was a kid. That was the main thing we saw. That.
I like Breaking
you
Bad.
You were just, like... The thing with Andy Griffith is you more just like enjoy that everyone's like nice to be nice to each other, and it's like it's like a nice place.
Yeah,
and like it's not the jokes don't even.
God,
really
I wouldn't have to like, be like this if we just still had that little bit of America. Whoop! There goes a little bit of America behind McNabb. Just ran by.
Yeah,
yeah.
So what are we gonna do first? I have the Sven Litter Media shirt on.
We should probably have Man on Fire outside of Embassy. We should just do Man on Fire first.
Okay.
Here's what I said.
So this is a Chair Force veteran, correct? I mean,
he was in the Air Force.
Tell the story first.
This guy, his name was Aaron Bushnell. He was a white guy, from what I can tell. He was in the Air Force, and he put a post on Facebook before he did it saying, like, what would you do, like, people to ask themselves... Well, here's something interesting. He said, people ask themselves, what would they do if they were alive during slavery, or if they were alive during apartheid, or if their country was committing a genocide? Well, you have the answer because you're doing it right now. Interesting that he didn't mention the Holocaust. Now, I'm not going to say it's like, based or whatever.
It's because it's fake. It didn't happen.
Right. I mean, let's just assume he knew that, right? I don't know. But it's interesting that he didn't mention
Hogwarts.
That's all I'm saying. And then I think he sent a message to, like, the media or something, and then he went there and he, like, told the police, I'm going to do an act of protest, and then he lit himself on fire in front of the Israeli embassy saying free Palestine and saying he refuses to participate in genocide, and the cops, like, pulled their guns on him.
Yeah.
And apparently then like medics or something. I don't know how eventually.
Oh, I thought I fixed this already.
Eventually some maybe it was a police officer. I don't know because I don't imagine.
Wasn't there a nigger cop who like pointed a gun at him or whatever? It was like
something like
stop resisting.
I got a tweet in there. You can just pull that up. It should be in the chat.
Oh, I just put this.
But
tweet.
I think there was even one this of the police the officers tweet. Said like we don't need guns. We need fire extinguishers.
Yeah, I heard that. Like
yeah, so. Yeah,
we need to help this person instead of hurt them. And for a cop, that makes me very uncomfortable.
Well, just as like an American functionary, that's just I don't understand what.
There
like,
you go. Yeah. Oh yeah, there's so that's the. There you go. So can we get out of the way? Like it's not fake. It's real. Shut up, feds.
That's I'm not even gonna bother with that. But yeah.
Remember anybody telling that is doing a gay op on you.
And well, I mean, like,
and they're working for the regime and the Jews, whether or not
did they arrest this guy for burning to intimidate?
Well,
that's a possibility. What state was it? This was
in Washington D.C.
I don't know. Do they have that law there?
They can get it.
Yeah, like you just rent it from. Like, you just go to like the Blockbuster civil rights law store and just rent.
Is
we're gonna rent. We want to rent the burning.
Those white boxes in front of my face, or is that just on the screen?
What are you talking about? That's from when you're not here.
Oh, that's just a horse porn download.
Yeah, yeah. Well, whatever, no big deal. But yeah, so here's my
why
thing.
Why can't I find
sometimes
it?
People there might say go. To me, so Mike, like, and you could say this guy had sort of like liberal beliefs, and you would say to me, well, Mike, what would it take for you to like respect a liberal? And I'd be like, well. And this sounds like a troll, but it's not. I'm dead serious. Like, set yourself on fire outside the Israeli embassy. Like,
let me go against the audience completely. Let me do one of my bits that make you all nervous.
Yeah.
Now that you can easily buy a subscription with credit cards, let me do what I can to reverse the gains we've seen on that. Like, you know what? I respect liberals all the time. Because, no, liberals are nice, open-minded, caring people who follow through on their convictions. They're not cowardly bloviators who wear vaguely threatening, like, I like guns and skulls t-shirts and then let their kids marry niggers.
I see where you're going with this.
Okay, yes. This guy's problem is not that he's a libtard. Liberals are superior to the conservatard. Okay, this man is filled with Jewish false consciousness. If not for Jewish false consciousness, he wouldn't have all these dumb ideas about apartheid, about slavery, about genocide, about this and that. He would just be a really smart person that lives in a nice part of the country where they have high taxes and a lot of services, and it's a high-quality community you would want to be a part of. And it wouldn't have, like, trannies and fags in it because he wouldn't have been indoctrinated into this stuff.
Right.
And this is actually – this guy is a real American. He went and he did something. Yeah, it's like – it's I don't know how effective this form of protest is going to be, but he didn't go there because he's a libtard. He went there because – Jewish genocide.
He's outraged at Jewish genocide, yes. And
he had like an actual moral reaction to something.
That's kind of my point, is like, I respect what he
did. He
no
didn't hide
what.
In the
like,
woods.
Trolls
he,
aside.
He
like,
didn't hide in the
aside.
Woods, shooting deer, watching Fox News and being an idiot, crying about Donald Trump. And he didn't go to the Capitol like unarmed to totally not stage an insurrection and then get owned. Okay. He didn't do that because he's not a moron.
Yeah.
And he's not going to be voting this November, right?
Right. Well, he died this morning. So.
I know, but it's like, even so, it's like, he's not like, this system is terrible, let me go participate, and it's like theatrics of how it's run with my consent. Let me go do that. He's like, no, he like went, he set himself on fire. He probably should have set something else on fire. Not that I condone that, I'm calling, but it's like, he went and actually acted on his politics, on his convictions.
That's kind of the thing. It's like, no matter what, his previous views or whatever mistakes from our perspective he had. First of all, I look back at myself. Mm-hmm. I had stupid ideas when I was 25 too.
Sure.
Like I had retarded political beliefs as well. Right.
Well, you're intentionally really trained judge. To have wrong ideas. In
and
this
you're,
country.
You're literally trained wrong on purpose in this country. But the thing is what I don't like is when I see the fact that this person is obviously like an intelligent, moral, sensitive and idealistic person who was greatly disturbed by the evil that he saw, and he went and he did this. Now, to be willing to do something like burn yourself, which is going to involve like a lot of pain and something like that, like I don't know how you get into that mind state, and there might have been something going on there. But the thing is, in the end, this person was reacting against what they saw was evil, and it is evil. Like, that is true. So the other stuff doesn't really matter, and he is a martyr, and I respect him as a martyr. I don't really care that he had political beliefs that were contrary to mine.
They're not political beliefs.
Because in the end...
They're Jewish indoctrination.
Yes.
They are because, to make sure that he doesn't...
They are to make sure that somebody that is a sensitive, intelligent, idealistic liberal is doing something that the Jews find beneficial.
Right.
Because those people who act on their convictions are would be the biggest problem for Jews if they were pointed in the right direction. And so, yes.
Which beliefs are we talking about specifically?
Well, his stuff, because he was saying,
he was doing the bit where, like, he's believing that the Israelis are colonizers, and he identifies with and has, like, white guilt about colonialism, so he hates the Israelis for doing a genocide against brown people.
That's even, like, projecting a little bit much on him. Like,
that's what the rightoids I saw complaining about him were saying, basically, that he just hates the genocide of brown people. And I was like, well, that's a false consciousness. No one likes brown people. Yet they have to be trained from birth to like brown people and feel bad about their plight. Like it takes a lot of deprogramming and education to be like, oh well, like niggers literally have a lower IQ than apes, and you know it takes a lot of deprogramming to be like Israel's the enemy, Jews are the enemy.
Right, but he somehow sensed it.
Well, it's a petard hoisting. Right, he learned about colonialism and genocide, and he noticed, like, oh shit, he noticed the one you're supposed to make an exception for, and he shouldn't have. That's his.
Yeah, my thing is that is that, like,
you can allow that like on a small scale.
Yeah, my thing is like I don't even that's almost like I feel like it's just that's almost like too cynical. Like he saw something that was evil, and whatever framework he worked it into, like it's evil regardless. Right, like I think what they're doing in Gaza is fucking evil. I think they're evil, fucking monstrous people, and like he worked that into a previously set framework for himself.
Yeah,
because that was just that was just the easier thing to do. But like, so what? Like, a lot of people that believe in that framework or pretend to believe in it or signal about it for privileges or whatever would never do anything real about it. Right? It's just
right.
Fake shit. So again, I don't know. I just see that he martyred himself for something that he believed in, and it's something that I also believe in. Like you could quibble about the reasoning or whatever, but you could also just say, hey, look, if you want to be this is kind of trollish, but also not really. If you want to be like a rightoid about it, why you could just be he did the best thing that somebody with that set of beliefs could do.
That's what they say, yeah, and then they spit on it.
And that's, I don't spit on it. I respect it. No. I respect that he did this. Because, like, you know, he went out and he did something. Again, you question, like, oh, like the effectiveness of it. Well, it's creating a bit of a media debacle. I mean, that's the best you can really hope for with these kikes in America today. Yep. Create a media debacle for them. They have to work now for a couple days to spin some shit, right? Because
and the rightoids are there to help.
I mean, that's the other thing. Like, why
you're
jump
there to help
in
them get a grip back on?
Why
this?
Jump in that's and what, help them? Like, that's
what,
my thing.
That's
like,
what this center right thing is for.
Yes.
Although
the center right thing is all there to help Jews get a grip.
And the
back
problem
on
with the
shit.
Problem yeah, with the dissident right, the problem with the dissident right, it's just like we're just like you, kind of in
yeah, the
time,
problem with
the times
dissident
like this,
right
you're totally
it doesn't
in,
shit on the center right yeah. as much as it needs
and
to be. It tries to appeal.
As I was trying to say, at times like this, you're in lockstep with them.
Right.
They have the same feeling. Like, oh, this libtard. What a stupid liberal.
I mean, but like, you vote for the Republican Party. You have no fucking, you have no leg to stand on calling someone else dumb. I mean, frankly, I don't know. Like, if you're a conservative, if you're like legitimately like a conservative voting for like Donald Trump or Nikki Haley, like you don't have any right to call someone else stupid. Just, you don't. Like it just doesn't hit. Like, and frankly, it doesn't hit with broader society either. Like, everyone else just looks at you with utter contempt when you try and call someone else dumb. Like, other people see they're like, that was like an intelligent, sensitive, and idealistic person that hated evil and did something that maybe was very extreme, but it was based on a firmly held belief set and principles. And you're like shitting on it because, frankly, like you're a low class pleb with like that is just like. You know, participating in your own destruction. So whatever.
You just have like critical levels of irony poisoning. Yes. Oh man, a person actually believed in something enough to burn themselves alive for it. How cringe! Wow, cringe, bro. Really cringe.
Yeah, I know. I just find myself. I find myself in a position where I'm just like disgusted with that now. Like I see that and I'm like, See, honestly, this is the worst thing that Jews ever did. This is like the worst thing that Jews ever did to white people. Like making them, like giving them a chance to like laugh at other people trying to do something good, and like just giving you enough room where you can do that. Oh yeah. Wow, someone cared about something. What a fucking idiot. I don't know. I'm not at the point. I am never, and I'll never be at the point where I could be like that. Because I know what it was like to be like a leftist in my 20s and to have like fist clenching, like seething rage at things that I still have it, actually.
I'm just waiting.
The fist clenched, like seething rage at things I see is unjust. And I'm like, and this Israel thing. It's fucking atrocious.
I'm waiting for Rage Against the Machine to make this their next album cover.
Just cashing in on it is how you.
Well,
do
no,
it,
I mean, like, yeah. What you do this? That's like, don't self-immolate against Israel, right? Like, that's probably not acceptable for them. Zach De La Roca.
Oh yeah, no, they
fucking
won't.
Michelin Mizrahi, whatever the fuck he is, Sephardim.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
Yeah. He's like half Beaner, half Jew.
It's like I can't wait. Like, yeah, we're gonna stick with like the old hat, like Grateful Dead. Tibetan guy burning himself in front of the for whatever reason that now that's
yeah, for like a cause that you actually don't understand that, right
it has
like,
nothing to do with anything involved with your life but no don't actually protest against the powers that run this fucking nation and its massive empire.
There's another thing that
are
I've
you
seen,
anti-Semitic
there's another thing where I've seen where people are like it's like he did it for something that's like foreign and not his own people and something that's like not involving us. I was like, well, it's not true that it's not involving us. It's true that it's like a foreign people. It's not true that it doesn't involve us, because he literally said, "I don't want to be complicit in genocide." Like you can't really say that about like Tibetan monks or something like that, right? Because it's not we're theory. I mean, maybe we are genociding Tibetan monks.
Well,
I wouldn't be surprised.
Now, see,
like,
when they set themselves on fire in like protest against the Chinese government, that is something that we're supposed to praise and we're supposed to look at that.
That's what
and
I'm
go,
saying.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. It's like
right,
that. So
right.
That's
like
that's
if,
the
if like an Alexei Navalny supporter.
It's like, what machine are we raging against here? Not the Jewish one.
Right. Right. I remember when. What's so funny is I remember when that China free Tibet shit was like a total libtard thing, and no one else gave a shit. People were like, "What?
What is this about?"
People were legit. People were rationally
as a libertarian.
Then,
I'm like, free me.
Well,
yeah, like way
back
then
rationally, I used to see it. Like I used to see people with like stickers like that around the city and on cars and stuff. People would and T-shirts and shit like that.
Oh my god!
And I rationally back then was like, why do you even give a fuck? Like,
you
know I don't even understand this.
Do you know what that band did?
What?
Rage Against the Machines was the late '90s. So it was a pre-9/11 world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They actually there was some festival. I remember that like a couple of my college buddy like roommate types went to it. Rage came out. With their like, with like duct tape over their mouths and like hands bound behind their back, and they refused to play their set because of this Tibetan shit. They didn't pay. Was their.
That's really sticking it to the.
Well, then what they did was like the next day or something, they threw a free concert. I was like, oh, so you just made everybody has to come back. I mean, it's nice of you that it was free or something, but that was sort of like the gesture to make up for it. Like, but wow,
well,
what a statement you made
like,
there.
It's like, yeah, but see, I paid for a ticket for a concert. And
today.
The Chinese government isn't here. Like, they're in China. And also, like, I just also don't care.
It's so gay.
Also, like, that's... I got when and I
like,
see shit
like
that,
and
I
like
assume
my shitty,
like, the State Department is
and like my
in
shitty,
it, too.
My shitty, like, college buddy is, like, defending that. Like, that was so awesome. I was like, no, it's not. They inconvenienced you for a political thing that, like, why should you give a shit about?
Well, I guess...
It's like,
I mean,
no, I care about it because this political issue made me have to drive back out to Great Woods again. The Tweeter Center guy. to watch for Rage
the
next day.
Center.
The Tweeter.
You could you could take it to the next level of meta irony with that and be like, well, if you were entertained, if, like, you found their fake political bullshit entertaining, I guess you got your money's worth. But, like, yeah, I feel like there's like the State Department is involved in shit like that too. Like in a, like I'm sorry, like I see people like protesting against like other governments that aren't America, and I'm like, America's like paying you to do that.
Yeah.
Or there's some other like gay op.
Well, even if they're not, even if it's 100% authentic and organic, you're supposed to look at that and have a different reaction to what's going on than you are to what just happened yesterday.
Right.
Well, there's also like paved safe avenues for that kind of protest.
Yes.
Like there are, you can't just protest any foreign government.
yeah,
and get away with it. Like, there's certain ones that you can do it, and they're like, cool.
Open hostility of America to China is more apparent now than it was in the 90s. It might not have even been a big deal in the 90s, but I think now it's quite open and apparent that if I see somebody pulling some shit like that today, I'm like, that's absolutely this is some NGO State Department shit. Like, that's some Jew gay op shit. Like, there's no way you're just doing that. And of course, but the fact is, Zach Taylor Rankin is Jewish. Did he ever do that? Like, Palestine was still an issue then. Did he ever? I'm sure they.
Hello, thank you for tuning in to the free edition of the Daily Shoah on the rightstuff.biz. If you're hearing this message, it's because you're not subscribed, and we need you to change that. See, the rightstuff.biz is 100% listener funded. We have no sponsors, we have no mega donors, we have no shadowy helicopter donors coming in and saving our ass. We need you to support us in our efforts to do these shows. So please navigate to therightstuff.biz/paywall and follow the instructions, create an account, create an order. We sell subscriptions monthly, quarterly, twice yearly, and yearly. It's a little bit complicated because of the rampant censorship we've had to endure, so you'll have to pay with cryptocurrency, money orders by mail, e-checks, or you can navigate to my Odyssey channel, create an account on Odyssey, and you can pay me with your credit card. Thank you, and enjoy the first half of the show. Thank you.
Maybe he had called out stuff about Palestine. Like, I would almost be surprised if they never did say something about Palestine, but then maybe I wouldn't.
Well, they're not all Jews, so I don't know if any of them ever did. If, like the other guys,
they could have said stuff about Palestine. Like, that was an ongoing issue even then, right? And so if they were doing college kid leftism,
current statements by Rage Against the Machine members on the Israeli-Palestine,
I'm sure that they're taking a leftist position, right? But what about old statements? I'm wondering if they've ever represented this issue ever, or if they've just done like Tibet shit. They never cancel a fucking concert for it. I guarantee you that.
It's been a radio silence from Zach DeLaRocca.
Of course it is. And these guys are doing like half-assed wiggles. I'd like to make the radical proposal that the harming of children, no matter who they are, no matter who does is always wrong.
Fuck you.
He should be condemned.
So that's Israel, the same as saying nothing.
But he won't condemn Israel. Similarly, war crimes committed by any person. Yeah. Any organization, any government, yours, mine, friend, or foe, must be denounced and the responsible parties held accountable. Since then, Tom Morello has retweeted, not his own written statements, about a half dozen posts essentially condemning the assault on civilians in Gaza, along with Western media, and a condemnation of Justin Bieber. Wow, he's really brave. So, Rage Against the Machine, they're like Rage Against the Hamas machine, I guess.
Well, I guess when Tom Morello started getting those million-dollar contracts to do, like, soundtracks for Marvel movies, he decided he was in with the Jews.
Is Brad Wilkes, like, the weird, like bass player that looks like a heroin addict homeless person?
I don't know who anyone else in the band other than Tom Morello.
My heart is with all the lost lives of innocent children, men and women, and those left grieving, displaced, injured, and traumatized due to the horrific acts of corrupt governments and terrorist organizations.
Who's who, buddy? Who's who?
The corrupt government and terrorist organization is Israel, the idea.
I'm actually a bit surprised at how milquetoast this is. I kind of would have expected at least Tom Morello.
Listen to this. Terrorist terrorist organizations using innocent lives as pawns in their game of power. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. As World War III looms in the headlights.
Looms in the headlights?
Violence begets violence, hate begets hate, and toughness
begets greater
toughness.
Dude, bro, you might as well have shut the fuck up.
How about, weasel words beget weasel words?
Yeah, no, very good.
Wishy-washy statements beget wishy-washy statements.
Yeah,
Rage against the machine, bro. The machine's scared of you. Like, you're protest
you
band,
are not,
bro.
Like, the machine is Zionism.
And this thread has been locked by the moderators.
Yeah, because
I'm assuming it's not going well.
I know.
I'm assuming there's a lot of, very aged and confused, rage fans. Like, wait a second, I thought we were part of a revolution here.
I thought we were supposed to actually take, sides.
I thought we were
stuff,
speaking truth to power.
Nah, we'll see. Nah. Problem is, you stop speaking truth to power when you get million-dollar contracts to do the soundtrack for Iron Man.
Top comment is, I'm reserving judgment until we hear Ja Rule's take on this critical matter.
Isn't he dead?
Maybe. I don't know. I think that's a funny thing to say.
He's got, there's no way.
He's black and over 30.
Israel doesn't murder civilians. They're collateral damage. They attack where Hamas is located. They usually hide in buildings of other Palestinians.
Oh, of course, the Jews sent a bot or effectively, a Hasbro person.
They notify civilians every time they are to fire a rocket. Civilians don't leave because Hamas threatens to kill them if they try. That's the facts, man. No, it's not. That's your made up.
No, that's those are talking points.
If I tell somebody I'm going to rape them and warn them ahead of time, it's okay.
Dude, but those are Hamas. Those are just literally, he's not talking points.
Hamas, you tonight.
Yeah, these are the standard. This is the standard talking point. Hamas literally uses citizens as shields to blame Israel for high amounts of deaths in Palestine and Gaza. So we fire a rocket at you, and when we hit you, it's your fault because why didn't you get out of the way of the rocket? And then use it in their propaganda to get people like you to think Israel is evil. I don't need any propaganda from the Gaza war to think Israel is evil. Israel's just evil.
Yeah,
I mean, anyway,
I mean, it's just like.
But I got about 100 videos that say you're wrong and 5 instances of Israel using AI. Not very Rage Against the Machine of you. Oh, that's where you're wrong, sweetheart. This is very Rage Against the Machine because this is for supporting Zionism in Israel.
Yeah, Rage Against the Machine is basically...
Oh,
yeah.
My God. That's now, hilarious.
It's pathetic, too, though, in a way.
I love that this thread is locked. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, because it's just like because they don't because these fucking people. Oh, this one guy, of the funniest.
This
things
same
is,
guy is in here. He's so mad. He's like he's got multiple entries in this thread.
Or he's just
fuck
like,
these cunts talking shit about Israel. Oh, he mad now. He mad.
He's like in a fucking room in Israel, like furiously typing. Like you know, like they have the Israeli government just pays people to do this. Like now, some people might do it unpaid, but they have projects to do it. Funny story, real quick. A guy, a friend of ours told me that, like, someone he knew and that was Jewish posted suddenly, like, who never posted political stuff. He said the other day he just, like, must have snapped or like, we got, like, lost his shit or something. And he posted this post and he showed it in the chat, right? He showed the post that this Jew made, like, on some platform. I don't know which one. And it was all just, like, talking point, talking point, talking point. I said to him, like, I don't know if your friend snapped, or not friend, but just your old acquaintance, like someone you knew a long time ago. I don't know if he snapped. I think, like, he just got the email. Like, he got word from, like, whatever, his shul or his local Jewish organization. Here is the message. Like, put this out on any social media you have. Because they do that, just so everyone understands. The Jews do that. They will tell them, like, okay, all of you that live in this area or just all of you around the country, like, here's the talking points. If you haven't posted any social media you have, like, post this or these basic talking points. Because it's like, never post anything political, then just list of talking points. It's like, come on now.
So I have Zach De La Roca. According to Stereo Gum, this is from November 6, 2023. So that's a month after the most horrible... Mm-hmm. That's a month after, like, the knife rapes.
Mm-hmm.
Zach De La Roca marches for Palestine after no-showing Rage Against Machines rock and roll Hall of Fame induction. So there you go, once again, skipping out on an entertainment thing.
I'm guessing he's probably doing some gay protest.
He's at the gay. Well, he's with the Jewish like ceasefire people. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, that's
which,
what I was going to say. Yeah.
Like he has no choice but to do that. Let's see, Friday night. Rage Against Machine were inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Rage was the only current active band who were inducted this year's class, which is heavily on solo artists. The only other group inducted was the Spinners.
What the fuck is that?
The Spinners. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is really pathetic.
It's really gay. I mean, maybe he didn't no-show it. He might just didn't hear about it.
Morello was there. Rage Against Machine did not perform at the induction ceremony. Only one member of the band, Morello, attended this big show. Zach had something else to do this week, and he joined the hundreds of thousands of people who marched on Washington to call for a ceasefire in Gaza.
Yeah, so he's just doing the Jew voices for peace stuff. Yeah, most milquetoast shit.
Where we go here? Oh, Macklemore was one of the speakers at the rally. Oh, remember Macklemore?
Yeah, I actually saw this.
One of the many people marching was Zach De La Roca. What was he? So it's Zach De La Roca. Does that mean he was marking? Was he doing the CH sound? Or just, right? Sonny Singh, the video. I'm sorry.
He marked.
He's marked.
Marked on Washington.
He's marked on one. Sonny Singh, the videographer whose YouTube channel, Hate56, documents hardcore shows and protests. Oh, God, I would just throw up all over you if I ever met you. Is a longtime Rage Against the Machine fan who traveled with the band and filmed their shows on their tour last year. The day after the induction ceremony, Singh was at the march in Washington. There he ran into Zach in the street, and they posted a video of the two of them together.
Dude, all the Jewish Voices for Peace people should set themselves on fire.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not joking.
He says 300,000 of us marked on D.C. today in support of Palestinian self-determination and called for an end to Israel's genocide. Cell service tanked the live stream, but I ran into Zach De La Roca, who came out for the mark. We talked for a while about how this is a tipping point in history. People are waking up to how interconnected the fight for liberation is
From Ferguson to Gaza.
See, right
fuck
there,
you,
right there,
faggots.
Right there, you fucked over Palestine.
Yep.
Right there, you fucked them over. By doing that,
yep.
You are fucking them over.
Yep.
Because this whole idea of intersectionality and it's all interconnected, what that equals is paralysis. When Jews get you on that, like, it's all interconnected, mm-hmm. No one's free unless we're all free, this, that, no. Palestine is an issue. It's very specific. Now, it's a wide issue because of the geopolitical ramifications, like, ripple outwards and involve great powers and conflicts and all this stuff. But the issue itself is simple and isolated. It's Jews. It's Jews that run America using American power, wealth, and might to commit genocide and then make it so no one else can fuck with you while you commit genocide. That's what's going on. It's not about niggers. It's not about queers. It's not about trannies. It's not about any of that other shit. All that other shit is Jew-supported poison that they use to distract you from the fact that they're committing genocide. That's it. That's it. And also to just get you to, like, hate yourself and stay home and do nothing and just, like, slowly die. You know, like, all that stuff, right? So... Nah, like, get that shit out of here. Ferguson isn't not liberated. Ferguson is filled with blacks that kill each other. And it's not anyone else's problem. Like, what liberation needs to happen in Ferguson? Is Ferguson... In fact, the victims of Ferguson were victims of, like, black settlements and were driven out. Like, the white people that lived
there.
Yeah,
that's a colony.
Like, blacks colonized Ferguson and drove out the white people that lived there building... By Jews go into these places.
The indigenous white people.
Frankly,
Ferguson,
indigenous white people. Jews go to places where they live, and they build settlements. They call high-density housing projects. They're all done by Jewish developers. Affordable housing. And what they do is they bring in black colonists to disrupt your way of life... And force you to move further out in the suburbs where they have, like, Levittowns and shit like that, where you know.
Not even that anymore.
Suburbs or exurbs now, right?
I think we're
now well into the exurbs. Like, white people don't even live in suburbs.
I was reading
anymore.
Somebody's post where he was, like, browsing, like, Zillow, and it's like your average starter home is like $300,000 now.
Right.
And for $300,000, it's out in the sticks.
Yeah, and you have to drive, like, 5 hours.
Dude, don't get me started.
And it needs severe, like, repairs. Like, it's not a house you can move into.
Right.
I was arguing with a boomer yesterday because we were talking about, you know, not being able to afford houses. And he's like, well, what you got to do? You got to find yourself a piece of shit fixer-upper out there in the sticks. You can get that fairly cheap.
That'll be
and,
a quarter
and
million.
You got to remodel the whole goddamn thing. Yeah. And you should be able to do that. You should be able to just bootstrap yourself into having a house. Just go somewhere that has no economy in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. Find yourself a dump, an actual dump. And then spend thousands of dollars on tools and remodeling equipment and all that.
You do that on the side while you're working whatever job is financing you all that stuff to fix the house with, right? Like, what?
Remodeling is free.
So just make your life like shit.
Remodeling
like,
is free.
Have a really shitty life for several years. Like, just, I know, I'm sorry.
No, this is like remodeling is just free. You know?
And it's also like it's free in terms of money and in time. Like,
and
it's
time.
Like, okay,
and
work
you'll
just
a job. Get that done.
And then when you get home, like, also work.
Work all weekend, never see the
just,
light of
just
day.
Just never stop working.
Except for trips to Home Depot, which is like an hour away from the shitty house you just bought.
Right, yeah, which is more than that.
Yeah.
Have a life that's nothing but drudgery and grind.
Wait a minute.
And
how are you getting the plywood stuff back to your house? Pickup trucks are like $90,000 now.
You could pay for the you guys could pay Home Depot for the delivery. I don't know what they're going to charge.
Oh, yeah,
you go that far.
Yeah,
well, you know what you can do? You can either, if Home Depot doesn't deliver, you can find, like, a boomer in your area with a big truck and pay him, like, an exorbitant amount of cash for him to deliver it for
you. He's going to want a lot for that because now he's bootstrapping his F-150.
Well, he gets his hell himself. He's bootstrapping
he's like door-dashing.
He's
door-dashing you
lumber.
Some plywood.
There's literally people that do that.
I'm sure there are.
I mean, I actually use that. So that's the guy around here that does that because, like, the fucking store that I had to get some heavy shit from and I don't have a truck, like, they didn't deliver, so I was like, well, I can pay like $800 to ship it freight, like, 2 miles.
But if they come around and they make low-cost housing, like, it's not for you, though. Like, you can't go live there.
But you
that's for, like, beaners and niggers.
Yeah,
and shit.
you don't want to go live there, but you also don't want it there. Yeah. I mean, it also drives up the cost of your house.
Right.
It's like a magic trick.
It's a magic trick. Like, there's more housing, but housing prices still go up, as do property taxes, and the services and the quality of life around town actually all, like, degrade.
Well, one thing is for sure.
It's an amazing Jewish magic trick that they do.
If property taxes will go up if there's more people. Prices will go up if there's more people. Rents will go up if there's more people. Yep. That effectively makes housing prices go up.
Everything goes up. Nothing has helped. Especially you. Your wallet, fucking put in a vice, as usual.
Yeah.
By these cunts. So, and it's all because Israel's just allowed to do whatever it wants.
Right. Right. So, yeah. Like...
Well, the other thing that I had to point out to this boomer is, like, okay, the housing prices are marginally cheaper there because there's no economy. Right. Where are you going to work?
Yeah.
Right.
Where will you work while you're also remodeling your house?
Right. Like,
no, Dollar General. Away? You're going to work at Dollar General.
Your life is going to be commuting, working, getting Dollar home,
General. Dollar remodeling. General doesn't even have good enough supplies for you to steal to bring home for your remodeling project.
Even if you were to, like, strip the Dollar General itself, like...
Yeah, the building
actual
is so
building,
shitty.
The Dollar General, like, even just, like, breaking that down and using those, like, that still sucks because that's also built really cheaply, right? Yeah. Like, you can't even use, like, I can't even strip down this Dollar General to build my own house. Yeah. This shit sucks. Fucking cheaply built.
You're better off moving into the Dollar General.
It's like, people should just start doing that. Just start squatting in Dollar Generals. Like, I own this now.
I've homesteaded it.
I'm homesteaded as Dollar General.
This is a huge problem.
You know, I'm mixing my labor with all these, like, small bottles of Tide. And all these conspicuously small, only for Dollar General bottles of laundry detergent, one use. Think about that. That's the other fucking thing. We've watched videos on this that I worked at. It's like they sell you like enough laundry detergent for like one load, and like that's how they keep it cheap. And it's just like, so every time you got to do the laundry, you got to go back, or you got to buy a bunch of them. It's not actually that cheap.
I'm trying to find those housing posts I was reading this morning. I'll never find them. I don't know where they were. I'm pretty sure it was on Post. But
oh man, I had something else in it. Totally slipped out of my mind while you're doing the Dollar General posting, but yeah, whatever. It'll come back to me. But yeah, I don't know. I mean,
you know, the housing market stuff is really freaky.
Well, just like
I'm sitting here, like,
I mean, we can.
I'm sitting here thinking, like, all right, how long? Like, my kids can live with me, and I can move out one day. I'll go rent someplace for myself, where they can have the house because I don't know what the fuck else they're gonna do. And then it's like, which one?
Oh,
they
assume
they're gonna get like married.
When you think about it, you're like, holy shit. I guess we are going to have multi-generational family structures. We're going to live like Mexicans.
You know, maybe people, that might be good for people to get to maybe be a little bit less.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
On some level, it's like a side effect of the shit. Here's the one thing, because frankly, one thing that was a side effect.
I'm sorry, what post was I looking for?
Oh my God, what? Hold on.
I was looking for affordable housing. Instead, I found.
Oh my.
What's happening here? I need to investigate this.
That's not real, is it? That's,
I don't.
It's AI.
I want to believe.
It's like partly animated.
Is that rent's own? What is that?
It's real enough on this. I don't know. Sorry.
Cool.
That was a big titty goth GF for those listening and not watching.
It looked like fake from this angle.
It's probably fake.
Yeah.
But I'm
no, I don't think that was. No, I don't think that was fake.
I'm a believer.
I think that was.
Yeah. Whatever.
Oh, it was real.
Oh, another old Jew died.
Oh, sad. Oh. Which old Jew died?
Rothschild.
Rothschild. Oh.
Not soon enough.
Sad. Another Jew had another disgusting, horrible,
evil Jew.
Evil Jew
like
had, like
90,
a, had, like, had like a long, prosperous, and healthy life. Great. I can't find these housing posts. I don't remember.
Well, we could go into the. We could go from this.
Oh, I found my post. I don't know. A dude in the service so poisoned by Jewish false consciousness that he burns himself alive is worth sympathizing with and honoring. I understand why some prefer to protect their own psyche and pretend it's a good thing that a shitlip died. But that shitlip died because of a head full of Jewish lies, and it's a crime worthy of revenge. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Like, you take a guy, like, his head is filled with Jewish lies, and he ends up killing himself because of the Jewish lies. Like, I'm not going to, like, point and laugh, haha, you know?
Yeah.
All trolling aside,
but
it's
he
like
managed
that,
to also
like,
have, like, the right target in mind when he did it. Like, he seemed to...
As an accident, yeah, that's just... Because that's just the side effect they're having. Is like, they've got this little problem. I mean, that's why they got rid of Claudine Gay from Harvard and whatnot. It's like, that's this little collateral damage they've got to clean up on the side. That's why, like, that's why Tom Morello has to kind of make an ass of himself with Rage Against the Machine. Because
right, well,
really...
he's actually doesn't... He's a fake. Like, this guy that burned himself alive was not a fake. Like, Tom Morello should go burn himself alive.
Yeah.
Like, he should have done that years ago.
Mm-hmm. Or like, someone else should. No, I'm just joking.
No.
No violence.
No. But I'm saying, like, he should go and burn himself alive. But, like Rage Against the Machine should have just, instead of duct taping himself, he should just burn himself alive. Yeah. Like, just do it.
Yeah, and someone, instead of like making me, millions,
someone replied to me he could have done much more. That's I don't know why it happened.
For but I mean,
I don't know what else he could have done.
But so what though? Like I don't know. Like why are we Monday morning quarterbacking at, like an active protest?
Well, because
like,
this because, is an active because protest. As I said, like, people want to protect their psyche by like I'm not responsible for this. I'm not. Like this is an L I don't have to take. I'm not part of this like problem that this guy like you know if you disavow a man who like. Set himself on fire for the Palestinians and was like it's a thing you don't have to feel any you know it's like you don't have to feel the burden of that act on your soul at all if you can just be like ah fuck that what an idiot libtard he well, just believed in like yeah. He just likes brown people fuck him he's the bad now he's a good libtard yeah. You know
well that's the way you don't have to feel iron. That that act that burden on your soul is if you just respect his martyrdom just
Which I
respect it like whatever like he did I wouldn't have done it I don't think I could go through that amount of physical pain or whatever it might be
yeah but,
like I'm not gonna denigrate the guy for doing that like
he didn't
know?
Like
apparently
he was
screaming free Palestine until he physically could no longer scream it
right
I mean, that's fucking wild
he didn't like shoot himself in the leg to try to get out of future service with the Air Force he fucking killed himself in an extravagant way that you'll never forget you'll always remember it
you're always going to remember it it's no matter what it's something because I thought the media was going to try and cover this up and they still probably want to but they can't like at some point you got to like talk about this right. He forced the conversation. Now, what that does, I don't know. It seems like the best you can do. And we've been trying.
Oh, my God. I'm back again. Please. You've made it this far into the show, and you still haven't shut this version of it off, deleted the file in anger, and gone over to therightstuff.biz/paywall to create a subscription and get rid of this nonsense. Please do so. We'll both be happier for it.
They do for years. The best you can do is cause like these temporary hiccups in their narrative that inconvenience them. I don't know what else you could do right now. Like these, the lock they have on the system is so, and the fact that like they have the evidence that they have all these angles covered is that there's all these weird feels around shit involving this stuff, right? Like instead of people being just like frankly, just be like the big brain. Grug, or the big brain Grug, whatever. Just be like, nah, fuck Jews. If it's bad for Jews, it's good. Like, whatever. Just instead, like, people have all these like weird entangled thoughts about shit that they get all messed. No. The guy did this act of self-sacrifice and protest.
I don't want to watch it though. I don't want to see it.
Because Jews are like killing innocent people, like using our money and our weapons and our military. And so instead of just being like, okay, I respect, like, everyone's like, they have all these weird fucked up, like, messed up feels about it. And I get it, but that's, like, part of the problem. Like, we have to just cut through all this bullshit. The enemy is a Jew. And if we can't get, if we can't get around to just saying that and thinking that, like, that's literally step one, right? Literally step one is that.
Dr. Jill Stein.
Nothing else can happen until that step one is accomplished.
And Dr. Jill Stein.
A massive uphill
Dr.
climb.
Jill Stein posts a picture of him burning, and she types, rest in power, Aaron Bushnell. Quote, I will no longer be complicit in Palestine, or in genocide, free Palestine. And then she says, may his sacrifice deepen our commitment to stop genocide. Now, which genocide, Jill? Who's genocide? Which one?
What are you doing,
Jill? Just all genocides in general, or is there a specific? No.
Yeah, no. She's saying genocide. She's not being specific.
We can stop Israel.
Yeah, like, again.
Free Palestine means stop Israel.
Well, here, like, what's one way we could do this, Jill? Give us some suggestions. Could we say
a one-state solution?
Cut Israel off from all U.S. funding and aid?
Yeah, stop enabling them.
Stop sending them anything?
Stop being their fucking enforcer. Stop being the blaster to their master.
The best thing about this is, like, conservatives, you would think they'd be on board with this because it involves doing nothing. All you have to do is nothing. Don't give them money. Don't give them weapons. See what happens. Like, once they run out of whatever they got, they're fucking done. And I will laugh.
Let's check in with the gross Jewish community and see how they're taking all of that.
I can only imagine.
Oh, no. I just saw the words Laura Loomer on the screen there. I can only imagine. I guess Skype must have updated. Now when you post things, it shows over your face what you're posting in the chat again. Oh, my God. Traitor to his country.
No.
Disgraceful to light yourself on fire in the name of a jihadist movement while wearing your U.S. military uniform.
Shut
this man
up,
is a scumbag. I won't even dignify him by saying his name. There's your kikes for you.
Yeah, fuck you, kike. Like, traitor to his country? What fucking country is that, Laura? Like, this isn't a country. This is not a country.
He's a traitor to Israel. I mean, that's the real...
Yeah, and frankly, that's effectively the government of this country. So, like, fuck you.
Wow. The replies over here are... She is not doing well with this tweet.
No, there's a lot of...
Yeah, because, like, good. Like, I hope that she suffers.
Not doing well at all.
I hope that she suffers. Like, I hope that people just, like... Again, like, what you should do... If you have weird mixed up feelings about this thing, or if, you know, just go and troll fucking kikes and attack them. Like, if Jews aren't liking it, then it's good. Like, really, and frankly, I don't want to hear any, like, I hate, like, complexity posting. Like, I'm increasingly just, like, tired of it. Like, nah, fuck you. Like, just go after Jews. Like, just make Jews uncomfortable. Troll them online. If that's all you can, if that's the best you can muster, then at least do that. If literally the best you can do is type shit on a computer, you should at least be only doing that to, like, attack Jews and, like, never, yeah, like, deviating from that
guy
path.
That guy set himself on fire because of your evil. Like, don't, right, like, don't, whatever, don't try to spread the blame around. It's because of you.
Yeah, like, whatever it might, whatever other ideas might be in his head, like, you're so fucking evil, this guy set himself on fire. Like, that's just the truth. Right? Like, I don't want to, like, I'm not entangling myself in, like, all the other complex issues because, frankly, that's the fucking playground for Judaism. Like, the weird complex issues and the entanglements and, like, the confusion and the halfway measures and the, well, this, but, that, but, blah, 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 like that, like putting other things ahead of it. No. That's the playground where Jews are, like, pushing each other on the swings and going down the slide and playing on the monkey bars. Like, fuck that. No. Don't give them that room to operate. No, fuck you, Jews. You're evil. You're evil hard. Made this guy do this, yep. And, like, this is a crime on your conscience.
Yep.
Fuck you.
He was probably a really great guy.
I mean, sure.
I mean, I'd rather live next door to him than, like, a J6er.
Sure. I mean, you know? I mean, he'd probably be a good neighbor. I mean, he's white, and he seems to be a sensitive, intelligent person. So, yeah, he'd probably be very conscientious, I mean, like, keep his property.
Unlike Ashley Babbitt, his martyrdom is for something.
Yeah.
Ashley Babbitt is just murdered by the state for nothing. It's just an L, really. Sacrifice means, like, have an actual greater cause in front of you. You don't just like die. There has to be, like, a component of moving the cause forward.
I mean, they could argue that this is also, like, not moving any cause forward, but, like, you know.
I mean, I see Laura Luma getting ratioed. I mean, that's worth it right there.
I mean, on some level, like, that's my thing, is, like, just ratio Jews all the time. Like, never, yeah. Like, don't get confused.
I mean, it's
confused.
Just, this is just another thing where, like, this is just another, like, small increment of them not getting away with it.
Right. No, I mean, the fact that this made major... I thought they were to just cover this up and not talk
about it.
Whereas, like,
if Ashley Babbitt wasn't shot in the face and killed, she would just be in jail.
Yeah. I find it hard to to go where you're going with this. Because,
I just want conservatives to feel worthless, because they are.
No, I understand that, but I also...
Even the dead ones.
It does... I do
your heroes
that,
are also worthless conservatives.
But you know me, like, I'm a sensitive, idealistic person. When I see some woman murdered by a nigger, like, and the state doing nothing,
I'm
just
tired of
it.
I'm tired. Like, what? You went there with no guns and you got shot in the face. Oops.
Well, going in there with guns, you would have also got. You would have just gotten.
At least you could have put up a fight.
Yeah, I mean,
like, how much of a fucking dupe do you have to be to, like, let's go take over the Capitol building, but not really. Let's go like physically assault, like, Capitol police, but not really. Let's go storm the Senate and stop the and basically prevent the peaceful transfer of power and then pretend it was just peaceful. It's like, shut up. And you couldn't even do it. And you're crying about
it
because you lost.
They were set up. Like, they were absolutely set up. I mean, that is pretty obvious to me.
I mean...
Well, since you're talking about Jan 6...
And you're supposed to, like, be a hero because you fell for a setup like that?
Our favorite person, Razor Fist, has this particular tweet. He's talking about the self-immolation and January 6th.
Razor Fist. He's a YouTuber? I can't remember.
Isn't he a fucking YouTuber. Sunglasses retard guy?
Yeah, he's the guy that's always yelling, right? He's very edgy.
I almost, like, feel like this might be too cringy to watch.
It's not a thing to watch, just a tweet. Just,
what did he say?
Well,
he's just like,
what
he
says
edgy?
Here
like,
is...
What's, hold on, let me say something. He probably sat down and thought to himself, what's a take I can have that's, like, edgy but also goes nowhere?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's basically the Razor Fist. That's the conservative idea, like, or the edgy online conservative. There's, like, the retarded, like, boomer Zionist conservative who's like, I try to do a country. There's that, like, but then there's like the I'm gonna do like the edgy online content creator like conservatism where like I'm gonna do like a something that also similarly leads to complete paralysis and inaction, but is also just like silly.
What so he says, he's trying to do an I sleep meme. Military called to U.S. Capitol, standing ready to fire on U.S. citizens on January 6th. I sleep. He writes Z. Israel fights Palestine. The U.S. Army barely involved. Yoga flame.
It's like, I don't even understand.
Well, the military had to fire the January 6ers. They were trying to overthrow the government.
I don't understand.
Like, what kind of government? Like, wait, like what, this is sort of
but
like
the military didn't fire on the January 6ers.
They didn't, but they were called up there. It's like, but it's like, this is even in their like fantasies. The conservatives are lazy and think that just things happen by a miracle. Like, if you are going to storm the Capitol, like
they're going to call the National Guard.
They have a job to defend the Republic from people who are overthrowing it, even if it's a. Even if it's a group that you feel like you're a part of, and you feel like is a silent majority of people that are being unknown, like they have a right and a duty to do that, and that's what they did because you were doing a mob was trying to overthrow the government.
But also,
it's like Crybet, and also like Israel fights Palestine. U.S. Army barely involved. Like the United States is the reason that Israel's able to fight at all.
Also, like
we
You're dead
we supply
wrong
them
we're
with
barely
everything.
Involved, and not only that, but like
we're
we have
intimately
massive.
Involved.
Well, first of all, we supply them all their weapons. Secondly, we have massive deployments in the area.
Yeah.
And this guy was in the Air Force, and frankly,
the entirety of
has got no exposure to what happened on January 6th. They're not calling in the Air Force. That's the National Guard. This guy's in the Air Force. He's doing things. He's in parts of active missions that are there to support
the genocide. He probably helps drone strike weddings.
Or he's probably involved in some unit
that does. That's what the Air Force is now. And it's like the entirety of
they're flying sorties to like...
The entirety of U.S. Foreign policy is to protect that state, the state of Israel.
Additionally, who's bombing Yemen to stop them from shutting down shipping in the Red Sea in protest of what Israel's doing? Well, that's us. That's the fucking U.S. Air Force. Like, how many... how many deployments do we have? First of all, we have massive bases all over the region where we have air bases.
Oh, massive bases.
Yeah, massive bases.
So you said, like, different word.
There's that happening, too. But, like, there's air bases all over the region and in Europe and in Turkey and in Qatar and in Saudi Arabia, everywhere, that are supporting Israel by flying missions and stuff to bomb Yemen and also protect their airspace. We have a fucking, that whole Al-Tanf air base in Syria. You know why that's there? That deconfliction zone creates a corridor for Israeli jets to fly 55 kilometers with no Syrian anti-aircraft fire so they can go ahead and bomb Syria. So everything we do in that region is to protect these Jews, and the Air Force is a huge part of that. If you think the U.S. Air Force isn't on, like, full alert, always protecting Israel, like, you're just wrong. And this guy was in the Air Force. He knows the kinds of missions that they were doing. They're supporting Israel. But in Israel right now is murdered, like, 30,000 people that we know of. People are starting to die of hunger in Gaza. Like, they're starting to die off of hunger. They have pulled them all into one little city in the south, and they're building a fucking refugee camp in Egypt. Like, that's happening. We have the fucking satellite photos of that. And the Jews are saying, oh, yeah, we're going to invade, and don't worry, we have a refugee evacuation plan. And so the Jews and the Egyptians have, like, a fucking secret agreement to flush these people into this refugee camp that's being built inside of a walled enclosure on the Sinai Peninsula in Egypt. That's what's going to happen. And that's going to happen unless somebody stops them with force. And I don't know if anyone's going to. It seems like there's going to be some kind of war with Lebanon. Like, they're just constantly bombing
Lebanon. The only people that are going to stop them are the Muslims that you...
Yeah, no, the Muslims are going to be the ones that do it.
The ones that haven't been transferred to Europe and in America.
And, like, frankly, every
games.
Fucking Muslim so-called terrorist organization that's fighting in the Middle East, except ISIS, which is a project of the United States and Israel... Like, the Iranians and Hezbollah, all these groups and Hamas, they are, like, fighting for a world in which Europe does not get flooded with Muslim refugees. And this is, I know this is difficult for people to understand, because there's some amount of abstraction. But, you know, I've increasingly had, like, less sympathy for people that can't grasp this, because it's like, look, I understand that in Europe, like, you get, like, Muslims and stuff, and you don't like them. That I don't disagree with that. Like, of course, no one likes foreigners, right? But, like, we in America we don't have a big Muslim problem here. We do have a major black and beaner problem. Those problems are also caused by Jews, but they don't, I don't like take Jew bait to like side with them because I also don't like the black and the beaner problem. Mm-hmm. Right. And I also recognize that, hey, if America would stop fucking with, say, like the Venezuelan government, we would have less of a beaner problem, even though I don't like beaners. Right? Like, ooh, stop fucking with Venezuela, because a lot of, there's like millions of Venezuelans in America, right? A lot of it's because just U.S. sanctions on Venezuela. Well, the fact that there's a bunch of fucking annoying Venezuelans running around America doesn't make me like hate the Venezuelan government. It makes me say, no, America should stop fucking with them, and these people should go home.
Wow, listen to Laura Loomer. His family should be ashamed to even be related to him, and he should be denied all military honors at his burial for what he did. What did he do? He killed himself.
I need to stop thinking about what I'd like to see happen to Laura Loomer.
That's, well, I mean, that's your average Jew. He just says it out loud.
Well, I'm going to say this, like, to Laura Loomer. One of the reasons I was sort of relieved to hear that this guy died this morning,
yeah,
was because when you burn for like a minute, your face get your features and you get all fucked up and disfigured. So like he would have looked like you. His face would have looked like yours for the rest of his life, and that's
probably. No, he probably doesn't look that bad.
It probably wouldn't have been that bad, yeah. Wouldn't have been that bad.
I mean, comparing somebody to Laura Loomer, that's...
Yeah.
Ouch.
So I figure someone who had like looked like a normal person before and then was like horribly disfigured, I guess you never know what that feels like because you've just been horribly disfigured from birth, so...
I need a friend right now.
Although Laura Loomer doesn't seem to really care if people call her ugly and shit, as long as...
That friend is Richard Evans.
Israel was a mistake.
I know he didn't mean it the way I mean it. He didn't mean that the way I mean it, but
he meant still, it like the way that Aaron Bushnell meant it, frankly. No, I think Aaron Bushnell was more based because he like Rich Evans meant it in like the really dumb like 90s liberal way of like, oh, we've just these poor Jews, we threw them into another conflict zone and now they got
Operation Clone Hitler.
Yeah.
We'll get right on it, Rich. We're working on it.
Hitler. Is Hitler still alive?
Unfortunately, no. Anyway. But yeah, no, I mean...
I don't know.
When in doubt, just go after Jews.
Well, speaking of burning...
There's nothing too hard about things.
Burning immolation in Jews, like I was watching Oppenheimer.
Mm.
You can do that a minute. Oh, I forgot I have my silly thing that I do. Mm.
So no, just another horrible Jewish crime where like people were burned alive.
Yeah, so we'll play this real quick. Decided.
Half in the bang.
You got pina colada.
You like that? It's got the Jackson guitar neck in there. It knocks the bag over. Instead of the cane. It's good shit. Very proud of that.
I've always liked it.
It's an unlisted video. This is an unlisted wall. Oppenheimer's weird, dude. They are. It's like they're explicit that these people are all Jewish.
Yeah,
it's wild.
Yeah,
and I don't know how to watch it without being based in red pilled and being like, holy shit!
Well, there's no way you can't stop being like, based in red pilled.
How do you watch it? How do you? What do you? I don't understand what you see if you're not based in red pilled. Because I only got about halfway through it where they took the turn. I mean, then again, who knows? Because Nolan can't.
How long is this thing?
3 hours. 3 hours, like right on the dot.
Oh my god!
So I'm an hour and 36 minutes in, and they just made the turn from like Hitler's dead, Germany's about to surrender, but they're still doing the Manhattan Project, and he's like making excuses to people that don't want to do it anymore, explaining why it's still necessary.
Oh yeah, that's a wild part of the whole thing. Woo. Is that the nukes were done well after the Germans surrendered. Like,
they
months.
Were not like, they like, got, yeah. like, he's like, where I'm at right now, he was visiting a little meeting they were having in Los Alamos. People that was working there, they were working there on the project. They were having a meeting about why we should stop. And he was like convincing them, no, we have to keep doing this because my servicemen about to invade Japan, we could end this war now.
Yeah, that's nonsense.
Oh, it's just like, that is fake. Just so it's evil. It's so it's disgusting.
It's not real, but yeah.
But it's very Nolan-y. It's very, very self-aware of how highbrow and important it is. You know what I mean?
Of course.
So that's a little bit annoying. It's a non-stop montage, basically. The movie is a three-hour montage.
Yeah. Which gets annoying because it's like a montage in service of what?
So you were talking about how pretentious the movie is. Yeah. I'm like, well, it's a Christopher Nolan film.
Right. Hey, it is. Like the opening, it might as you would think you were watching a superhero movie because they show you a little bit of like the early life of Oppenheimer, mm-hmm. and he's just this unrelenting like mentally ill dork. I don't care how smart he is, he's just got this burning. And I don't know if that's just for the movie or if that's just what he wants. But this like the dead eyed like I am become death, destroyer. Yeah, of life. Yeah. Like is that how he was all the time? Just like speaking really lowly and like with this psychotic fucking like. One of the first scenes, he like injects an apple that belongs to his professor at Cambridge. I can't remember where he was, Oxford. I don't know. He's in the UK.
Yeah.
I don't remember why or which institution.
That's a joke.
He injects it with cyanide. Basically, he attempts murder against because his teacher pissed him off.
Okay, so he's a psycho. Yeah.
But like, who knows how, if, I don't know how truthy this story is because. He snatches it out of the hand of. I'm sorry, I don't remember the name of the lecturer, the new Jewish physics lecturer that he went to see. That was why he was mad. His teacher wouldn't let him go because he broke a beaker or something. And that lecturer was in the classroom the next morning, and the apple's still there, and he's about to take a bite out of it. He snatches it from him and throws it in the trash. It just seems like a really silly story, but it's like I'll just take it at face value. Yeah, like a psychotic Jew that like eventually invents the A-bomb, like tries to poison his teacher. But we're getting stuck here. There was a brilliant...
Yeah. I had a take on that.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, my take is like, things like that are weird because Jews, sometimes like you would think they wouldn't, you know, I'm not sure, like, what are they trying to make you think about this guy? But I'll just say...
That he is so dedicated to this, the cause of theoretical physics and quantum physics. Still listening to this version of the Daily Showa? Still haven't subscribed? Please go over to therightstuff.biz/paywall, grab a subscription, and you won't be interrupted with these sales pitches ever again. Physics that, like, this teacher keeping him from what purports to be a very extremely important lecture that not only he goes to see, but he participates in. Like the lecturer, I can't remember who he was, says that, like, you asked the best question in the whole thing, like in the Q&A session. So it's like, it's not just. It's not just that he wants to see it, like he's involved and he's a super. And it's like, I'm
well,
just
what's
like, okay.
Weirder if it's true or if Jews like made it up in their hagiography of this man? Like, I don't know.
I don't know.
But Jews often tell stories about themselves that like other people are like, wait, what? Like, if you look at, like, yeah. I mean, to go back again to like the Bible, like much of the ethic of like people, figures like Jacob and stuff, you're like, wait, how is this a good, like, this guy's a total piece of shit. what are you talking? This guy's like utter, like he's bragging about like stealing his brother's birthright and like fucking over his own brother and tricking his father. Like, why is this good? Like, what's good here?
So before I get into the, before I get into the important, I forgot about the I laughed out loud, dying, and it was so funny. I'm going to play the song during the break here, but he's with this commie broad, and they're hawking, and she's like going through his like library, and she finds the Sanskrit volume that has the "I am become death" bit in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wait, no, that's the other story. Yeah, he reads that. That's a disgusting like scene. Where, like he reads the "I am become death" while she's on top riding him, which is gross. But then there's another bit. He's arguing with this girl. This is just before that, as they're like courting. They're arguing about Das Kapital because he's not really. Well, he really did poison his professor's apple.
This is according to Vanity Fair, but then a surviving relative of his says it's false. Anyway.
But it's probably false. It's a ridiculous story.
Sounds retarded.
See, he's visiting the communist party meetings and stuff. And
to get pussy?
Yeah. Well, he's
usually why people go to those
things. why he's at those meetings is actually interesting. But first, the funny part is they're talking about the ideology. And he says, like, yeah, I've read all three volumes of Das Kapital. Something about, there's something a little off-putting, that, like, ownership is theft. And she says, no, property is theft. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry, I read it in the original German. And I about fell out of my fucking chair because of my original German.
I would have legitimately burst out laughing. I was in a theater, I would have, like, burst out laughing and no one else would have been like, what's so funny about that? I'd be like, well, first of all. The meme aside, like that's legitimately just would be funny anyway. That's where the meme even came from.
Yeah,
it's people saying that is fucking like, funny.
I read my Jung or whatever.
I read.
so my perspective on it is different.
I read Marx, the original German.
It was so funny. So fucking good. So anyway, he's at these communist. He's at this meetings of these communists. But see, the a lot of the movie revolves around like the Red Scare type shit. I don't mean like the cringe podcast with those like girls that I guess girls have sex.
Wow, you know what else girls do?
They're like kind of skanky.
You know what girls do? They talk about their vaginas.
Oh,
a lot.
Oh. Wow.
You put a microphone in front of a woman, it's like how long is it taking before they start talking about their vagina? Like zero
seconds.
You should
just put it in front of their vagina, to be honest.
I don't want to hear that.
Gross.
I don't hear either one of your holes, frankly. Anyway, let's press slow.
So a lot of it's about this, like, and that's the whole thing about is like you're living through the era where like the communists did like you know whatever Soviet agents they did whatever they did. I don't even know what the real story is. It's such a meme, like communism to me now is like such a meme.
I mean, it was always just Jewish. Like
the communist
agents were.
But that's
fucking
the thing. Like none of these. This is what I want to talk about for the rightoids out there that don't understand. Like communism is a red herring.
It is.
It is a distraction from because like none of the people in the film that are Jews are really bought in on the communism.
No, they're not. No,
they're just pragmatically going along with it.
Yes,
to get other shit done, and they can take it or leave it.
I think that's in the movie. That's
he explicitly like is all about pragmatism. Like he's at the meeting, not because he cares about communism. Like we have the bit about the original German and the ownership of stuff. He's saying he doesn't really appreciate the ideology, but. What he wants to do, he's supporting the.
He wants Stalin to kill Hitler.
No, it's not even that. He's about Spain.
Oh, okay.
He wants fascism to be defeated in Spain. Well, the important thing is defeating fascism.
Mm-hmm.
And what is fascism? If we boil it way down,
it's anti-Semitism.
Like not having Jews in power.
Yeah,
it's letting Jews do their tricks.
Refusing Jews power, which both liberalism and communism. Don't do. Communism and liberalism, leave it wide. The door's wide open for Jews to waltz right into power.
Right.
That's why, and they could take communism or leave it. They ultimately left it.
Right.
But yes, this is a very honest Jewish take about communism. And the key guy in
only
this,
Christopher Nolan could let this out there.
Well, that's amazing because it's like, I've talked about this for a while. Like, Harry Dexter White, who was the Treasury Secretary for Henry Morgenthau.
Right.
Or the Secretary, he was this... Second in command to Henry Morgenthau at the Treasury Department.
Right.
He was an active agent running messages between America and Stalin's USSR. He wasn't a communist. In fact, if he had any political leanings, they were like vaguely liberal, like what any Jew would be, like any just middle of the road fitting in with the mainstream politics Jew who's actually just a Jewish supremacist. So why was he dropping secret documents and stuff, leaving them for Soviet agents to get? Why? I mean, historians, I've read books where historians talk about this. Mm-hmm. The most recent one being in Sean McMeekin's book, but there's another number of other ones where sometimes they just, like, Wicker Chambers just accused Harry Dexter White of being an ideological communist. He was fucking dead wrong. The guy's just a Jew. Right. Like, McMeekin actually struggles with this. He's like, it's not really clear why Dexter White would do this. I mean, there's nothing, he never seemed sympathetic. He never recommended economic policies that were anywhere close to communism, and, I was like, he did it because he's a Jew. He did it because he's a Jew. Right. I even had a theory that, in fact, oftentimes Henry Morgenthau was getting messages from Dexter White that were coming through, like, Stalin and the USSR that were reporting to him. Like, in other words, Stalin was a spy for Morgenthau on Roosevelt. That maybe is a bit of a stretch, but I still think it would be fucking funny. But it's entirely possible that some of that was going on because... Anyway, but that's a perfect example. Like, Harry Dexter White, one of the most well-known communist spies, so-called, or just spies for the USSR.
Right.
It
wasn't ideological.
Was absolutely not an ideological Marxist.
I mean, it looks like, I'm not all the way through it, I don't know if he's going to make the point, but it's like making sure the Cold War is the next phase of international, like, of the international, it seems to be the goal. And so... So the thing with Dr. Oppenheimer himself, it's like, you know, he's involved with these like unionization efforts around the, like the Berkeley like science labs and stuff, and he's he's made a lot of connections with fellow travelers, and the FBI and like the army is not very happy about this. They want him in on the project because he's the preeminent fucking like Jewish physics scholar that's gonna do quantum mechanics and create a bomb. And basically, he just, like, he agrees to Matt Damon, who is fucking brilliant, by the way. Fucking Matt Damon.
Good actor.
Oh, he's just awesome.
He's doing like bants,
like,
though, right?
I just like
snappy banter.
Like, but as like post middle age, Matt Damon is fucking amazing. Like, he doesn't seem like a snot nosed kid anymore.
Yeah.
So when he's speaking with authority, like he's a I can't remember what rank he's supposed to be, and I don't care.
He is
fucking great. But he lays it on the line for him. He asks for a little pragmatism from Oppenheimer so they can get this project done, and he agrees to, like, he's not going to join the party. He's not interested in the party. He's not going to be a communist. He needs to get this done to stop Hitler. His anxiety is that, like, Hitler is 2 years ahead of us on this research, and the only hope we have is anti-Semitism. And Demi's like, what? What the fuck are you talking about? He's like, well, Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
Hitler called,
yeah,
like,
Leslie Groves. That's who he played. Yeah,
Leslie Groves. I remember, because his name is
general.
Leslie.
He's a general.
Was he a general? All right. Yeah. He only had like 2 stars on his collar. I don't know what that means.
He's a 2-star general.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like in Star Trek, where, like, you know, number one, he's got the 3 dots, yeah, and then you have a dot that's black instead of silver.
Oh, I thought that was like a Yelp review for the general.
Yeah, well, I mean, it basically is. That's like the Defense Department's review of this. You get 2 stars. Your performance has been 2 stars.
Yeah, but basically he just asked him to be pragmatic and not be, and he's like, all right, I don't have to be a communist. Work on your super bomb here. You got to stop Hitler. And the only thing they can stop is, like, Hitler said that this stuff is Jewish and he doesn't like it. So the only hope we have to, like, overtake the Nazis in getting the first A-bomb is they think it's Jewish garbage and they're not working on it. We don't.
I wonder if, like, that probably is a bit of, like, a caricature too. Like,
was Heisenberg Jewish?
Heisenberg?
Berg. No, I don't mean from Breaking Bad. I mean the real one.
Like, no, I don't know.
The German.
There's
all kinds of, like, defected, like, Jewish physicists from Germany. And they're all like, I came over here when Hitler decided I wasn't German anymore. And I was like, shut the fuck up.
That's a lot of, like, bullshit. But you're not German. Hitler didn't decide it. You decided you're a kike. Like, you came over.
Right, he noticed that you're not German.
You came over. Yeah, he saw it. And you came over when you decided that the most important thing was, like, a major government doesn't turn into anti-Semitic.
David Krumholtz. Ooh, this is a very good picture of him. Yeah, this is more like it. He's like fat and weird looking now. I remember when he was a young...
I've seen that actor.
Yeah, remember when he was a young Jewy actor. Now he's like old and chubby, and he plays one of his colleagues. What does he play? It doesn't matter.
It's all a bunch of kikes that are working on.
He's another physicist, and he's one that that Oppenheimer can have like non-ideological, just Jewish discussions with, and they're talking about fusion, nuclear fusion. He's like, well, they've split the atom, process of, you know, like he's saying in his low level intensity, he's like, You bombard a nucleus with neutrons and it splits apart and other neutrons boil off and it starts a chain reaction. And the guy's like, oh my God, what's the first thing that came to my mind? And he's like, you're going to miss it.
Oh no, I'm listening.
It's like you're not listening, you're reading. This is
about okay.
Two Jews are talking to each other about the discovery of splitting an atom and fusion.
Mm-hmm.
And one asks the other, what's the first thing that came to mind for you? What do you think the first thing that came to mind to Jew? Bomb. They both agree the first thing that came to their mind with that discovery is nuclear weaponry.
Yeah, of course.
The first fucking thing that came to mind.
Of course.
Not energy, not anything useful, just like, wow, we could slaughter Goyim with this on a scale never before seen. And of course, that's me, like, editorializing, but the seriousness with which it's betrayed, and I can only assume this conversation happened.
It's effectively like it's a dramatization of something that's effectively a real
Jesus Christ.
Like, it's effectively a real phenomenon, right? It's like what happened. Like
I just muted my phone. It like refuses. I'm really sorry, everybody. I'm getting the same scam call over and over again. There we go.
Here's one thing I'm sort of curious about. Like, was Einstein discussed in this movie at all?
Einstein's in it, yeah.
Oh, he is? Is there an actor playing him?
Yeah.
And is he?
I don't really have any analysis.
Are they trying
on
to like?
Yet.
Are they trying to like perpetuate the myth of like Einstein? Because I'm like convinced that
they say that Einstein wasn't. They say that like Einstein wasn't ready to embrace the world that he ushered into existence with his relativity theory. And it just means nothing to me. I don't know anything.
I feel like that's some bull. I feel,
but it's just like they're all. But as they talk to each other, they're talking to each other as Jews. Like yes, we're Jews.
Yeah.
And we're doing Jewy things.
That's what's very interesting. I'm not probably gonna watch this.
You should watch. And the best thing about the movie, the sense of. I enjoy watching it with a sense of smug self-satisfaction.
Yeah.
Because you know what the feedback for the movie has been for most people, right? That's just 3 hours of talking and it's boring. Like, no, it's riveting.
Yeah.
It's
I can totally see that.
If anything, it's a little bit too chopped up to keep the ADD going. I wish it would focus more on the boring talking. But there's like...
So you could actually get the full...
Yeah, because he's telling like before and like three stories of the aftermath... And during, all at the same time, by intercutting the scenes together, and also his like personal life with like his stupid wife and the commie girlfriend and shit, and it's like, and it's a lot of information, but it's all told sort of, it's not linear because it's fucking Nolan.
If you have some of the background knowledge, though, you can, it becomes less boring
It gets more enjoyable as it goes because you get more, you see what's happening and what the story device is. Oh, okay, now I get it. Like they'll tell you. Like, all right, so they'll have the hearings where Tony Stark is being like the confirmation hearings for whatever cabinet position he's been nominated to. He was the former chairman of the Atomic Energy Council, whatever the fuck it was. Now he's in this other job, and they're grilling him about his association with Oppenheimer and Oppenheimer's association with the communists. And he's like blindsided by this, like that he's being grilled so hard. So they'll be grilling him on a certain issue. And he's like giving befuddled answers. And then they'll flash back to like during the Manhattan Project as the issue like came to be in real time. And then they'll flash forward again to this other meeting where Oppenheimer's being grilled by, I don't know what committee that is. Like, is it like a HUAC committee?
HUAC or some shit.
I don't know. But yeah. They're HUAC. Bouncing back and forth. And then they'll show some weepy scene with his like wife and the girlfriend. It's just, and oh, then the weird sex scene happens that everyone was mad about because Zoomers don't like sex scenes. But I thought it was kind of cool. Because when there's a bit where they're grilling him on because the broad with the original German, like he like bangs her while he's married to his wife, and they sort of grill him on that for a minute, and so his wife is sitting behind him as he's testifying, and instead of just saying like yeah, like I spent the night with her, it's like she's like in tears, and they sort of do a thing where like girlfriend is sitting on top of him like fucking him in the chair during the interrogation, because that's, and it's pretty like it's a devastating emotional thing for the wife, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She's picturing her husband fucking this girl. It's pretty fucked up. It's cool filmmaking, but
unless like,
and of course he's just like banging broads because he's a Jew and he's just womanizing like every, like his wife was somebody else's wife and he knocked her up when she was married, and so they got divorced and they got married and there's the commie broad, and it's just like, oh, this kind of gross stuff. Typical Jewish shit.
But I'm wondering, is his wife Jewish? Because if she was Jewish, she maybe would have been like, well, if you needed to bang that commie broad to like further the Jewish cause, like, I don't care. Like, I could see that being a thing too, but I don't know.
I don't know if she was Jewish.
I don't know.
Catherine Oppenheimer. Catherine Vissering Oppenheimer.
Vissering doesn't sound like a Jewish name.
Was a German-American biologist, botanist, and member of the Communist Party of America.
No.
Her husbands were Frank Ramsayer, Joe Dowlett, Richard Stewart Harrison, and Robert Hopper. Jesus, better. I don't know if she's Jewish or not. They make her look really sad and dejected. But again, I didn't finish it, so I don't know. So the last place they're at is where, like, Hitler surrendered, but we have to keep going.
Yeah.
And then...
Werner Heisenberg was not Jewish, by the way. No, he was not. But that's...
I would have to rewatch those scenes then.
What were they saying? Like, what kinds of things were they saying?
Because I could have sworn that they were attributing Heisenberg to being a Jew. This was Jewish physics, and that Hitler didn't like it. I might have mistaken something. Because, like I said, all the cutting back and forth. And you almost have to like, keep notes of which actor is playing who. Oh, you know what the coolest thing about the movie is? Josh Hartnett. He's like a grown-up now.
He's back?
Oh, I'm like, Heather, who the fuck is that guy? Like, I recognize that guy. And she looks it up. It's fucking Josh Hartnett. He's like an adult person that like who would seriously act. It was pretty cool.
Hmm.
I just remember
he's
him
been
being
gone for a while though. Yeah. Like he dipped out.
Well, he just got like made fun of a lot. Just remember he's in like Black Hawk Down and he's like, who's this heartthrob like child star in like the horrible war movie? I mean, horrible as in the event itself was horrible. Not
there must have been a fucking 15-year gap. Yeah. The last place I've ever seen him is like 30 Days a Night.
That's what's so cool about Nolan. These casts are amazing. And like, I don't want to shit on like Nolan for like the sort of pretentious stuff that he does. And the Batman movies he made are really dumb, except for some parts of the second one. But like, God, he like gets these ensemble casts together and gets these performances. And it's kind of neat that this story is. I mean, if you're woke, it's pretty anti-Semitic. It kind of puts a lot on the. And again, speaking of someone who's halfway through it and just wanted to watch it for show content, so
mm-hmm.
It's pretty good though. I definitely recommend it so far. I don't know where it's going to go off the rails now, because it's like a lot of the issues are how did the Soviets catch up to us, like in the aftermath. Like that's what all the suspicions about, that Los Alamos had a leak. Was he directly involved with leaking? And he's trying to thread these needles where, like, you know, he had like Communist Party friends came to him asking for leaks, and he was like, I can't do that. Which is basically like, not right now. We have to beat Hitler. And he would sort of float the idea, well, it is fair for our allies, the Soviets, to know where we're at with this stuff and share the knowledge. But I can see why the government doesn't want to do that, so I'm not going to do that.
Right.
Then,
well,
but stuff got out anyway, and they had their own weapon.
Well, yeah, because there's other Jews. Yeah. But
and then there's like the discussion.
One wonders
of,
like what was actually going on with that. You know,
and they haven't unveiled that yet. But then there's like the H bomb, and it seems like they were hell bent on making sure that atomic weapons happen. Everyone sees the effect they have, and the lie, I think, is that he keeps saying that, like, or the selling point is like, this will bring about a new like peace that mankind has never known. I'm like, no.
No,
the United States has not been at war with somebody. It's like a new level of like proxy war, gay ops, special ops, and all backed by the implicit threat. Like, you know, we can destroy the world.
Well,
right now.
It's like,
you know,
peace
say,
through,
you know,
like fucking unquestioned dominance of like the Jewish proxy state. Like,
right.
That's the idea, right? Yeah. Like, and so that's what they mean. Like, they bring a new level of peace. And it's like, now,
and they engineered having a Cold War. Like, the Soviets got it. And so, like, now you had 40-some-odd years of...
And he tried to engineer, he was, I believe, what's going to happen.
Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall for your subscription today.
But in the next half is you're going to see him, like, trying to set up, like, the International Atomic Energy Commission.
Yeah, that's...
In other words, which is so, like, Jews can, like, essentially
right,
then
he wants
through
to, yeah,
international bodies, right. Like, control this power. That
They wanted to set up a new system of, like, diplomacy and whatnot involving weapons proliferation and non-proliferation. And basically just have a stranglehold on the whole world based on these things.
Right, right.
And for that to really work, they had to make sure the Soviets got them. That's not said in the movie. That's how I'm reading it. It's like,
yeah,
the Soviets have to have this stuff.
I think that's probably accurate,
like,
yeah.
How much was done to the world on the behalf of, you know, how much did Israel, did the Zionist project do to the world while we were distracted by the Cold War?
Right.
And look at the lingering resentments of the Cold War. Even though they've seemingly, in the partisan sense, have switched sides of who resents Russia and who's calling them Bolsheviks,
right.
Next communists, and that is like, it's an amazing kind of thing that's lingering on. It's all because of they came up with these weapons, and they made sure we have to drop them on somebody, even if we just drop them on the Japanese, so people see what they are. Because that's the old Rush Limbaugh justification for, because like,
yeah,
every now
like
and then
we had to just show the world that we were in charge now,
right.
And like, yeah, so
every
we had
now
to just
every now and then like there would be
people,
every now and
yeah.
then there would be like a libtard uprising about how terrible the atomic weapons were and how America is were butchers for winning World War II that way. And he'd be like, well. We were able to defeat the Japanese without losing a single American life in the end. We'd have to invade. And most of all, folks, we showed the world what these weapons were capable of.
We also just didn't have to invade. Like, you didn't have to. You could have just not.
The idea that, like we put these things on display, everyone saw what they were. We ushered a new age, and we're the only ones who ever used them, and now everybody knows. And now
that's also standard talking point. Like,
right.
Everyone, even libtards, will sometimes say that. Like, it's just... It's also something that when you know, when I first heard that talking point, I was young and it wasn't like real to me.
Yeah.
It was like all abstract and theoretical. Like, I didn't.
Well, it has a logic. It has a logic
was,
to it, but
yeah.
it's still, it's
well,
like,
there's
fuck
a certain,
you.
There's a certain logic to it, but it's also,
if you don't know
like,
about Zionism, it's also like you're missing a big piece of the fucking puzzle.
Right.
There.
But the other my other point is like, you just, I was young when I learned about it. Like, when you're young, when a lot of this stuff gets drummed in your head, and a lot of this stuff isn't real to you. Like, even the idea of violence is kind of not real to you, or the idea of these things, it's like, it's all theoretical. It's all like, this is, we beat the bad guys and we did this, we showed our power and now everything is good because we did this flex. And so this, everything is great, right? And it's like, and so you think about, like, maybe you start to question that again when you get older and you have different moral ideas, but sometimes you just never revisit it. But also, like, that's just something that, I don't know, that always felt to me like something they just say and you're like, all right, you never really think about it. You're like, oh yeah, we had to do it, whatever. Because, like, I've seen people, like, even in, like, the early days of this, we had, there were some people that would argue and they would, like, deploy that argument, like, totally uncritically and just be like, well, that's just what, if you think about it, like, it just works. And it's sort of like,
you think about, who's the we?
That's always my question.
Who's, like, the we that had to put we? Display the, had to make the show of force? It's like,
because it's like, we don't, the problem in America is there legitimately isn't any we. You cannot, if you start talking about, like, we, like, I sometimes say we when I talk about the U.S. government, just sort of by as a convention. But it's like, when you say we in America, you know, we're not, there is no real we here. I mean, yeah. You know what I mean? But it's like, you can't say we and be like, what we want to do here, what we want to do here. Like, sometimes I say it conventionally, but I don't mean that I'm on any, like, side with the government or any of the policies they do. They're not there for us. Like,
that's not exactly what I meant. I was like, the projection of power. Who's projecting the power? The Zionists.
Yeah, not us.
America's not projecting the power. Like, yeah, we've got this thing going on. They're rooting out communists all over the government and whatnot.
But that does make sense that in order to do this sort of the new diplomatic reality of the world,
the rules based,
they need to then just sort of grant the Soviets nukes, and then we can create this stalemate, and, like, everyone will be locked into this, and that way, that is actually, like, really the best. I mean, it's, you know,
because they're immediately like, Hitler's defeated. Now the force that threatens our way of life is communism. Immediately pivot to that, and it's like, that's where they are. That's what they're talking about, and, you know. And,
And what's funny is, you know, people, like, saw through a lot of that shit. And what was also funny is that, like, what you could see, because you had, like, Joseph McCarthy, right? And you had the, and in some ways it's sort of like, I have, like, a lot of sympathy for Joseph McCarthy because I understood what he was trying to do. However, his right-hand man was a Jew.
Yep.
But the people he was smoking out, like, he wasn't wrong that, like, there was all these people in the American government high up that were leaking all kinds of shit to the Soviets and were working with the Soviets. They were just, really, they were just Jews. Overwhelmingly, it was Jews. And what they were doing is they were maintaining this power balance that they were controlling.
Right.
Just like they made, I mean, you could almost, I know this might be, like, an oversimplification, but it's, on some level, like, it really was, like, the way they maintain, it's like, if you really think that, like, Democrats and Republicans are, like, super enemies,
right,
you're kind of just wrong. Both of the, and now the ultimate thing is what ultimately happened, though, is that Jews did start to see ultimately, so they sort of abandoned the Soviet project, and it has a lot to do with the 1967 war and the fact that Zionism became a viable reality. Mm-hmm. Israel became a viable reality. And the Soviet Union had alliances with all these Arab states. Also, you know, the Soviet countries, the communist countries, were actually having democracy going on. And, like, Jews were getting driven out of the government. Like, they got driven out of the government in Poland. You know, the uprising in Hungary. So there was a lot of, it was a complex thing. To say that, like, the Soviets were never Jewish is wrong. And to say that they were totally Jewish is wrong. I mean, that there was a spectrum, right? It was essentially a long line of events where eventually, though, Jews abandoned the communism project.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically wanted to impose neoliberalism everywhere. And that's why they eventually folded up the Soviet Union. And that's where the Jewish oligarchs came out of. And Vladimir Putin, frankly, threw a monkey wrench into all of that when he basically brought back effectively Russian nationalism, or even Russian, like, imperialism, if you want to put it that way. But this is a very complicated topic. But, yeah, but I could see how in the immediate aftermath of World War II, the Jews would be like, okay, we're going to set up, like, this stalemate situation with these two powers with nukes and no one else gets them, and then we create a diplomatic paralysis around the world with this issue. That makes a lot of sense.
So the movie doesn't seem to have any, like, lasting cultural impact, so I don't know what to make of it.
It's probably too intelligent for people.
It is. I mean, definitely is. Like the bands that it's like a lot of boring and talking, like, is very... I enjoy the sense of superiority.
I was feeling like,
I'm like so far above that midwit bump where I'm really super engaged in this, and this is cool.
I remember.
And I also like reading into like the things that I know about Jewish power and history, especially the 20th century.
I got a take here. Okay. Tell me if I'm wrong. But I remember watching the Red Letter Media review of this, and they really didn't go too in-depth about it. If I recall,
they just kept making fun of it.
They talked about the way it was cut.
Yeah.
And they did the talky stuff.
They made fun of like people expecting like an hour and a half of explosions. Instead, they got 3 hours of Senate hearings. I thought that was pretty funny.
Right. But I remember even then,
yeah,
when I was watching that review, I was like, I might actually find that kind of interesting. Like, what were the Senate hearings about? Because knowing that it's about like a Jew,
yeah,
who was... had a lot of power and helped build this nuke and was behind like launching it, and then like Senate hearings that would have been basically about resolving the international power situation post war. I'm like, that sounds really
interesting. Senate hearings are about Robert Downey Jr. being appointed, and he was the former AEA. I don't remember what that fucking
body I think they eventually body. Took like the American
but,
energy.
But it's thing. It's an amazing like it's like America in a nutshell. Like they think Oppenheimer's a communist, and they're trying to like get rid of his associates. Like, no, he's not a communist, he's a Jew. Like, you're not asking the right question. Like, right. You need to find out that he's a Zionist Jew, and they're doing all this stuff for Zionism and for Jews. They're not, it's not about the communism. He doesn't care about the communism. And that's what's amazing is I don't know if they're trying to rescue his reputation as if we can't say he's a communist, that would be bad, or if they're just telling the truth. It's like, no, he didn't care about communism because this is a Jewish problem, and he just wants to stop fascism. Yeah. Which is probably truthful, but like that in and of itself, most Americans aren't equipped.
I mean, honestly,
intellectually to deal with that. But
another
really
reason why Jews might have like leaked atomic weapons to the Soviet Union would have been like they actually don't entirely trust the American government at that point.
That too, that's another.
You know,
piece
like they're like
I mean, that's
we're
why
not
you have
sure,
that's why
like,
you have this like these
not
two
they,
dueling superpowers.
Yeah, not that they like aren't. Well ensconced in power in America, but there are these that seem back then like you could drag a fucking
well, they were
can you drag a kike like I mean you can,
they
I guess
were ensconced they, enough to like cause World War II.
Yeah, I know. Oh,
I mean
know
that
they
that
were,
took
for
some,
sure
that took some doing. I mean, if you
for
read,
sure because yeah, there was no real
what
reason.
Was it
Stalin's
War? Is that the one that we read
yeah,
last
oh, yeah.
year?
Yeah, yeah, but also just general knowledge. Like yeah. There was no reason. I mean, they had to really gay off Japan for a while before they provoked Pearl Harbor. Like they, and that's just yeah. Everyone even understands that now. Which again, it makes you once you understand that they gay off Japan literally to like blockade them to the point where effectively Pearl Harbor wasn't yeah. unprovoked. That there was a retaliation for a previous act of war, and they left it, and they legitimately left it fucking wide open to be attacked. Right. Like that's this, all this
just,
shit is like proven history. It's not even controversial.
But it's just great, like the witch hunt for
but that doesn't even make you
the witch yeah. hunt for communists when they're not even the problem. Like I don't even think like how much brought the communism had no appeal in the United States. It was
no,
like,
it was only like it was a very tiny.
And
like,
yeah, there's like elitist
leftist.
People in yeah. the in the government, like they're LARPing about doing a revolution, and to the certain extent they won. It's like no, you're just used
like
for,
Alger
Jewish
his
stuff.
Type niggers were just a bunch of like spoiled brats, like LARPing.
Yeah.
Frankly, like that's the funniest thing is when you. Because Hiss was not a Jew, and
right.
he's the one that ended up like the whole trial and the Whitaker Chambers thing.
Yeah.
And Whitaker Chambers went in depth, like what was Hiss's mindset. I'm like, dude, he's just a fucking
there's
rich. He's just like, well, Alger Hiss wasn't. He was just a rich faggot that was like that like got the faulty programming and like literally that kind of faulty programming is only going to appeal to rich faggots, and they just
right.
You know, just like the famous. There's something they call like the I think what do they call them in England. The Oxford Five or the Cambridge Five. It's like one of their top, I think Oxford or Cambridge, whichever one. There's five top, and they were all Gentiles. They were like top level like students there that all became Soviet spies, right? But the person that was the leader of this cell was like a Jewish woman.
Yeah, of course.
And so it's like, yeah.
Was it like Rosenberg or Rosenthal?
No.
Who are those people?
I'd have to go back and look at their names. It's a more well-known thing. It's like John le Carré wrote books based on this, like the whole Tinker Tailor thing, right? But like, they call them like the Oxford Five or Cambridge Five or whatever.
I'm thinking of Julius.
Oh, Julius now the Rosenberg.
That's what I'm thinking.
They leaked the secrets to the Soviet Union.
They were put to death, right?
Yes, they were.
Yeah.
They were killed.
That's an interesting piece.
Which
of
is again,
right
that's another thing where it's like, okay, Jews are not. They don't totally trust America at this point. Like, you cannot get Jews put to death today.
I
no
wonder
matter
if
what
this
did.
Is going to come up because it says He was believed to be a leader of a spy ring that was feeding the Soviet Union atomic secrets. A couple months later, Ethel Rosenberg was arrested. Ethel's brother David confessed to giving secrets to the Soviet government and gave the federal agents information they needed to arrest the Rosenbergs. That's how they got caught, according to Google.
Right.
I wonder if that's going to come up. I wonder if I'm going to see... I wonder if that's who Gary Oldman's going to play. I haven't seen Gary Oldman yet.
I don't know. I don't know. Supposed... If,
Wait, I wonder if Oldman is in a lot of makeup playing Einstein. I didn't recognize, like, who the fuck is this playing Einstein? I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't fucking matter. But yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm excited to see what else we can learn. I don't know how much juice you can wring out of it after watching half of it. Anyway, let's take a break. I have to piss so bad, and I'm also ready for lunch.
I got an announcement. I got blocked by Razor Fist.
Wow.
He was guarding Israel really bad, and I called him out on it.
What a faggot.
That's why he gets to do. That's why he gets to the edgy videos on the YouTubes.
But let's be honest, like he probably isn't smart enough to understand this. He probably just does what he's just a stupid conservative. He just does what comes naturally and he just licks Jew balls. Like it's what he
and
does.
He's loud.
I mean, I'm just going to assume he's probably also getting paid by the IDF. I think you're probably taking
through
Jew
some
money
channels, but I don't think you need to like trick him into supporting Israel. I think he's like the type of person that would by nature like gravitate to that, right?
Yeah, but you also want to pay him to make sure you got him.
I'm sure that he's getting some kind of he's effectively getting paid by being allowed to have like hundreds of thousands of views on his dumb YouTube videos, like or wherever he puts videos.
That's
right?
True. Yeah, YouTube.
And that's effectively paying him.
All right. I've got to go.
You are listening to the Daily Shower. As racist and sexist as they can be. We're gonna offend you, isn't it funny? La 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 la!
Hey, thanks for tuning in to today's Daily Shoah. The first half, anyway, with annoying ads interrupting it throughout. You can get away from this by going to therightstuff.biz/paywall and signing up for a subscription. You will be treated to the full show on a convenient RSS feed in one giant file. You'll never have to hear these sales pitches again. And you'll get to comment and use the Bang Forum. What fun! Join us. therightstuff.biz/paywall.
Hello, I'm Alex McNabb.
Beyond good and evil, and I read it in the original German, Sprach in the Deutsch. I read Nietzsche. German, Heidegger, and even Max Stirner. Morality is a spook in the original German. Marx was a moral fag. He denied that niggling fact. Like me, he read some Max Stirner. Into the original German.